صل على محمد وآل محمد.
The last Imam and final successor of the Prophet appointed by Allah is our 12th Imam. His name is Muhammad, but he is known by many titles including Al-Hujjah, the proof of Allah, and the most popular is Al-Mahdi, the one guided by Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had hidden the pregnancy of the mother of Imam Al-Mahdi, and when the Imam was born, according to some narrations, he spoke up, like among the past prophets Isa alayhi salam had done, reciting verses of the Holy Quran. On one hand, Imam Hassan al-Askari had to hide his son because of the close watch of the ruler and his men, who were already on the lookout for any child who may succeed him. On the other hand, the Imam had to make sure that some Shia leaders meet the child and see him with their own eyes, so that there is no doubt in the existence of Imam al-Mahdi, even after the martyrdom of Imam al-Askari alayhi salam. Imam Hassan al-Askari initiated training so that the sincere Shias and his good friends may recognize Imam al-Mahdi in such a way that none could deny or have doubts about him. At this point, some historians said Imam al-Askari sent Imam al-Mahdi to Medina secretly so the spies would not notice a newborn child. After the martyrdom of Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam, the minor occultation of Imam al-Mahdi began. During the minor occultation, Imam al-Mahdi connected with Shias by his four deputies. When the Muslims faced difficulty, they would write their concerns and send them to his deputy. The deputy would send it to the Imam would respond, endorse it with a seal and signature, and return it to the concerned parties. The first deputy was Uthman bin Sa'id. After Uthman's death, his son Muhammad became the second deputy. After Muhammad's death, Hussein bin Ruh al-Nawbakhti became the deputy. After his death came the fourth and last special deputy, Ali bin Muhammad al-Samuri. After the fourth special deputy's death, the major occultation began, where there will be no ambassador, but the general scholars would guide the people. The major occultation continues to this day. All Muslims believe that before the world ends, Allah will send Imam al-Mahdi to fill the earth with peace and justice. Numerous signs foretelling the reappearance of Imam al-Mahdi have been narrated in the books of Hadith. Many of these signs are general in nature and talk about a world filled with injustices such as open disbelief in Allah, widespread adultery, widespread drinking of alcohol, disobedience and disrespect of parents, the taking and giving of interest freely, the use of music and intoxicants, obsession with the world and excessive materialism, the lack of any sense of shame or modesty, the inability to distinguish good from bad and right from wrong, the rule of oppressors and the righteous being weak in power, and so on. Then there are signs that are more specific and talk of increased natural disasters such as earthquakes and landslides due to the excessive sinning of people. There will also be a lot of turmoil amongst nations, with people rising against their rulers or killing them. Some nations will invade others, and each ruler will rule for only a brief period before he is replaced with another. Then there are some signs of the coming of the Mahdi that are regarded as definite signs, and the Ahlul Bayt told us not to expect Imam al-Mahdi until these signs have appeared, such as the Sufyani. An evil man from the descendants of Abu Sufyan will rise to power. He will fight Imam al-Mahdi, but finally be killed. Return of Prophet Jesus alayhi salam. He will return to help Imam al-Mahdi. He will also pray behind Imam al-Mahdi, showing his support. Dajjal. He is also known amongst the Christians as the Antichrist. He will come at a time when people are starving all over the world and will dominate over people by demanding that they worship him. Some have said Dajjal is a system, misguiding and deceiving people and etc. It is the duty of all the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam to work for the good of humanity and to be the role models for others on how human beings will live after the establishment of peace and justice when the Imam returns. Obeying Allah and keeping away from haram are the first duties we have towards showing our loyalty to Imam al-Mahdi. We are waiting for Imam al-Mahdi to return because we want to see justice and peace established on the earth and the removal of all our suffering. The Imam is waiting for us to show we are ready for his return and that we are pious and sincere and not greedy for the world. The Imam will only return when Allah wills it. And that will happen when we are ready to follow the Imam sincerely.
Allahumma salli